You got to remember, looking at it from New Ulm's point of view, the Indians had good cause for their unhappiness. The government annuities were late. The whites were making them change their culture. There was fights going on here and there everywhere. So from the Indian point of view, they had a cause against the federal government. And I understand that. And I don't think any fair person would disagree with that. Now, today, my great opinion of all this is the Indians attacked the wrong people. They should have attacked the federal government and the fort, but they didn't. The Indians attacked the whites, defenseless, unarmed, I'm not so sure, thoroughly, but generally peace-loving people. New Ulm did not attack the reservation. The reservation attacked New Ulm twice. So from that point of view, which I hold, especially when you read contemporary books of the time, and I've got a few of those at home because I've got a pretty broad library on all this, the atrocities committed by the Indians against the whites are unforgivable. I understand that that was the Indian culture at the time, but that was not the German culture at the time, and it is not the culture of today. So is it any wonder when the kinds of massacring that was done would cause one to be displeased with the event today?
What atrocities are you talking about?
I'm talking about how the Indians killed people and what they did to them after they had murdered them. I mean, the business of killing innocent women and children, chopping their heads off, pulling babies out of wombs, nailing babies to barn doors, whether all of that is factually correct, you don't quite know, because the white man, the people who wrote the histories, and the Indians never wrote anything down, and therefore all you got is their oral history, and the oral history of most of the Indians has been kept pretty close to home, so you don't broadcast their oral history. So you tend to get a one-sided view of all that. But I've got two books at home. One, a contemporary book written in 1863 by a guy who was a sub-officer to Sibley and Flandreau and those people, and he recorded how white victims of the war had been found, and it's awful by today's standards and by the standards of the day back then. And I understand that there were likewise scalpings and all that kind of stuff by whites on the Indians following that, but I think most of that was a result of having learned from the Indians what they did to the whites, and then the whites returned the favor on the Indians. So there you are.